Welcome back to Radio Dharma, presented by Hindu University of America. Each week, we explore the eternal truths of Sanatana Dharma to uplift and transform our lives. I'm your host, Shilpa Agarwal, fiction author and faculty at HUA. Okay, welcome back, everyone. I'm here today with Savita Nanjangud, psychotherapist, and we're talking about Dharma. So you'd mentioned this move over a course of several years from your business and your work in the semiconductor industry to taking different jobs to kind of another path unfolding. And I wanted to ask you, because you talked about taking a leap, what does that leap entail? What was it for you? Because it's not just about, I have all this education and I'm going to take another job in this field, You actually took a leap into something completely different. So can you take us to that leap and what did that entail for you?
Yeah, the leap, I guess it looks like a leap looking back. But at that time, it was a kind of a step-by-step process, because I did do a lot of self-reflection while I was still employed. And I did the teacher's training, the yoga teacher's training, and started dipping into like attending, you know, lectures and learning about Dharma and yoga. You know, it's almost like kind of side by side. But I think really what enabled me was just that I didn't need that income and I had the freedom, and giving myself that permission. And of course, in conversation with my husband and looking at our life circumstances, really I think it's a privilege that I had. Mm-hmm. I must admit that it was a privilege that I could step back and say, hey, I don't need this income. We'll be fine without it. So let me go for it. At that point. And yes, giving up all those years of like all that education and the training and the experience and being in that industry, giving that up did cause, like I said, there was periods of confusion and doubt and, you know, questions and all that. But somehow, once I made that transition, there came a point where I literally just told myself, I'm not going back. I know, not in a bitter way, but in a kind of a fulfilling way. It's like, wow, now I've opened a door and I've walked into a different room, which has so many more goodies for me now to explore. That, you know, I don't want to go back to the previous room I was in.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I mean, I have nothing against, I loved being in, you know, some of the companies. I loved my colleagues, and, you know, like I said, I did enjoy quite a bit of it, but it just wasn't me, you know. Mm-hmm. it wasn't my authentic expression.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So, you know, you mentioned about having a privilege to pursue this path, and I'm wondering, though, in terms of Dharma, and I want to get to your Dharmic principles here, because you're a psychotherapist. You know, you actually work with clients. Some of them actually follow Dharma, and that's something that's part of their conscious world and creation, and some clients that are, you know, not pursuing Dharma, at least consciously. So my question to you is, Dharmic principles, first of all, what would you say are some of the Dharmic principles you bring into psychotherapy? And second of all, even if you don't have the privilege, let's say, of pursuing a path right now full time, you can still bring in Dharmic principles into your life to guide you in a direction that might be better for you. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So let me address the first question.
Sure.
You had, which was
some Dharmic principles you use in, yes, your psychotherapy
in the practice. So first of all, when I went through the program and I went through my master's program at Santa Clara University, every class I took, I was just so excited to find that there were Dharmic principles being talked about, except that nobody used the word dharma, you know, in the class, but I could identify it because of the study and work that I had done for almost like 10, 11 years before I started the program. So that was exciting for me. And then that's when I realized that dharma is there. It's not something that we create. Mm-hmm. Dharma is that which sustains all of life. It sustains the universe. So of course, any kind of healing profession or any kind of work that we engage in, dharma is always there in it, implicitly present. Now, yes, we can make it explicit and engage in it through our scriptural texts and through formal definitions of dharma and you know, the formal instructions on how to follow dharma. But implicitly also, it's very much possible to bring it into whether it's client sessions or in any field of work. Mm-hmm. So going back to your first question about how do I bring it in, I do it in two ways. I do it explicitly and implicitly.
Okay.
So if there are clients who do resonate or who do practice dharma or who do it verbalize that they are either identify as Hindu or they follow dharmic, some kind of dharmic path, then I make it explicit. You know, I talk about it and I engage I use the lingo and I engage in conversation with them around that. But if even if they say, no, I don't have any spiritual path, I don't practice any religion, nothing, I still keep it in the back of my mind because I still keep that understanding that, oh, this is where dharma fits in. Mm-hmm. And this is where I could guide them to use dharmic principles to solve the problem that they're facing. So I don't know if you want me to get into any specific examples at this point.
I do in the next segment, because we have about two or three minutes left in this segment. So I would love for you to go into a case study. But okay. I would, in this next 2.5 minutes, I would love to hear more about you walking into that room and situating yourself with these dharmic principles.
So the beautiful part of this program that I went through is that development of the therapist is very much, you know, the core of this program, like developing the person of the therapist. Mm-hmm. And because they follow Carl Rogers' humanistic principles and client-centered approach. So I found situating myself in my Swadharma, working on myself, doing my own sadhana, and bringing my worldview, bringing my view of karma and dharma and, you know, all my knowledge of yoga and Vedanta with me into that session was hugely helpful, because it not only helped me frame and conceptualize what the client is bringing, how the client is situated, but it also helps me regulate myself in the session, you know, in terms of separating myself from the client, like not separating as in being unempathic, but knowing the boundaries,
mm-hmm.
you know, like understanding, you know, having a sense of boundaries, having the sense of, okay, these are the karmas that this client has inherited, that this client is working through, and not getting kind of carried away and enmeshed in the client's issues, mm-hmm. you know, keeping that separation. So there's a lot of that that I kind of bring with me, and it informs the sessions, you know, that I have with the clients. It informs the quality of my presence, the quality mm-hmm. of my being in the session. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, no, it does. And I'm wondering, when you enter into that room, do you have a practice before you step in terms of situating yourself, aligning yourself with all of that consciously before you step in?
So I don't have a practice like right there and then,
mm-hmm.
but this is my ongoing practice on a daily and weekly basis. So part of my sadhana, I never let go of that part of the sadhana, you know, because it's shaping who I am,
mm-hmm.
and it's sustaining who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do just before the session is I just prepare myself mentally, because I remind myself of what the client, what issues the client is bringing in, and what my conceptualizing is, and how I'm, you know, what I planned to do that day, but also keeping the space open to let the client bring in whatever they want to bring on that day. And, you know, so I use the basic psychotherapy principles, like the training that we have been given. However, overall, like for my way, the way I carry myself, the way I regulate myself is informed by my own sadhana that I do on a regular basis.
Beautiful, beautiful. So in our next segment, I would love to talk about examples of you kind of working with clients both implicitly and explicitly, and how you bring those dharmic principles into that. Thank you for listening to Radio Dharma, presented by Hindu University of America. Discover more about us on social media at study@HUA and visit our website, hua.edu. Tune in to your highest frequency every week right here on Radio Dharma.